It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Today's question comes from Bradley in Wisconsin, and Bradley writes, last year, my wife and I became involved in a multi-level marketing business. Since then, I found out how deceptive this company is in their business practices. I don't want to waste any more money on these products, but my wife is so brainwashed that I don't know if she will exit this fake dream. It may come down to her choosing this business over me and our children. What should I do? First thing, brother, take a breath. Relax. There's way more going on here than multi-level marketing. Anthony? You're speechless, man.
I don't know what to say here, bro. And here's why. I don't know too much information to say. I mean, that's a heavy statement to say that your wife would choose this multi-level marketing company over you. Like, I would need some more information to see why does he feel that way. Because I agree with you. If your wife is going to choose an MLM over you and your children,
way bigger problems.
This
here
is not about the MLM. It's about something else that the MLM is just covering.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest that this guy gives your show a call because we need some more questions.
Just with what we've got here, Bradley, what should you do? Man, I don't even like the way you're talking about your wife. What you should do right now, Bradley, is go find someone to talk to.
Yeah, I agree.
Go find a professional to talk to and say, I'm about to leave, take my kids, go to war over my kids because my wife wants to, I don't know, sell Avon or Tupperware or whatever the MLM business is. Mary Kay, she wants to do a stay-at-home business, and I'm out and I want to take our kids away. There's something way bigger going on here, Bradley. But you ever find yourself up against a line here that says I'm about to be out of here, stop what you, before you jump, go talk to somebody.
Yeah,
go talk to somebody.
And for the listeners, I want to make sure we're clear because you named a couple. We're not calling those companies scams.
No.
You know, because there are some solid MLM companies out there that I think are good, but there are a lot of them out there that are bad. And I've had the opportunity to speak at some of them, I do agree that some of them do brainwash, do mislead, but then there are several of them out there that are good. And if you're willing to put in the work, and
you're good stuff for people. Yeah.
Yeah. You can really do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have family that does, you know, like Avon and Mary Kay. And so, you know, I respect them, but then there's some out there that Lord Jesus, I run from them. So.
I don't know enough about them.
Yeah, I feel you. No, I just want to make sure that we said that because I don't want someone to think, oh, he just said, No.
I'm not counting on anybody. Yeah. I'm trying to more get Bradley to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And say, if you're going to walk out on your family over your wife's participation in a work-from-home business,
yeah,
there's something bigger going on.
Much bigger. They need therapy. They need help. And correct me if I'm wrong, John, is this even a conversation that they should start by themselves or should they literally go to counseling and then walk through the honesty and the transparency with a third party guiding them through this journey or should they try it on their own?
So this is a good breakdown for the listener. When I look at something like this and I see language like, I found out how deceptive, I don't want to waste,
right.
She's going to exit this fake dream.
Right.
He's angry.
Yep.
He's angry.
Yep.
And the last thing a marriage or a friendship or a boss, an employee, they need is someone to go try to have a relationship conversation when they're pissed off.
Ooh.
Right?
Yep.
So what I want him to do is go sit with somebody.
By himself. Okay.
Anger's good. Anger is not a bad thing. Anger just points you in the direction of something you care about.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But when it changes your language, when it makes you get short of breath, when it makes you get ragey, and ragey is anger trapped, right? So when it makes you start wanting to start having fantasies about grabbing your kids and getting out of here, you need to go sit down with somebody, learn how to exhale, and then have a hard conversation with your wife.
You know, that's so good. Man, let's stay right there. Let's talk about the importance of therapy, bro. Mm-hmm. So I see a therapist twice a month.
I do too.
You know, doing what we do, being on stages, being on platforms, being in front of the world as a public figure. There are some days that I get frustrated. There are some days that I emotionally and mentally break down. There are some days that I feel like just giving up. I'm gonna keep it a stat. And what you just said is I started saying certain words, and immediately one of my friends said, you're not sick, but if you don't get help, you will become mentally sick. And I would definitely say, and I'm curious for your thoughts, because you promote mental therapy and just seeing a therapist on your show. When I started going to see a therapist, and I was 100% honest with the therapist, I became a better man. I thought better. I thought clearer. I started owning some of my thought processes. When someone offended me, oh, America, let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth. When someone offended me, it wasn't that they offended me. It was I was insecure about something. And so my insecurity made what they said offensive to me to cover up the truth that I was insecure about something. And so for me, when I see a therapist now, man, she is walking me through the process to, okay, wait, why did this offend you? Let's identify, why did this offend you? Why did you feel this way? And John, the truth is, bro, and correct me if I'm wrong, and tell me if you see this in your space. 50% of the times when I'm hurt, I'm offended, was not because of the individual. It was because of something deep down inside of me that I need to resolve.
Ooh, I think I appreciate your vulnerability there, man. I think it's way higher than 50%.
Oh, you think so?
Way higher, yeah. Because at the end of the day, I give permission to people to hurt me. Right? People can frustrate me. Dave can take away my livelihood, right? He's my boss. His name's on my paycheck. He can take away my livelihood.
Right.
The guy driving in front of me can frustrate me. Somebody on Twitter or Facebook could say something that's egregious and evil and wrong, and it can make me mad. But I give permission for somebody to hurt me. And the smaller I can make that group, the lighter I can walk through life.
The less
I walk through so charged and fired up. So I actually went through an exercise back in grad school where you pick who you're going to give permission in your life to hurt you. And it should be about four or five people. And here's what happened. I love my parents.
Yeah.
I took them out. I had this little imaginary box.
Are you serious?
So my dad is allowed to give me advice. He's allowed to help me with things, give me his opinion. But I don't give him permission to hurt my feelings.
So good.
But my wife, she does. Yeah. And here's the thing. I told her.
What about your kids?
Absolutely not. You know why? Because they're 9. They're 11. They're 6. If a 6-year-old, hey, the other day my 6-year-old told me, she's 5. She said, hey, daddy, I love mommy more than you. And I smiled at her and said, I'm so glad you love mommy. Isn't she great? And then I started to walk away, and she realized she didn't get me. And she goes, and I love Hank, my 11-year-old son, more than you. And I said, he is a really remarkable young man. I'm glad you love him. And then she went for the jugular. She said, and I love Stella more than you. That's our dog. Here's the thing. I'm not going to give my hurt over to a child.
Right? I got you.
I got a couple of friends that have walked with me for years and years. I called them and said, you guys got permission. Use it wisely. And they do. And then I'm able to walk through life a little freer.
So good.
Does that make sense?
So good, man.
I get to choose who gets in there and starts firing away.
Woo! Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.